Being a barber, one of the most important things you have to learn is to be able to listen. My name is Keith Person. I am 50 years old, and I am the owner of Hair Personalities Barbershop here in the Cherry Hill community. I was born and raised in this community, schooled here, and after high school, I went into the service. When I came out of the service, I interviewed with a guy named Mr. Heavy, who owned a barbershop at that time. About 4 years I worked with Mr. Heavy. Unfortunately, in about the fifth year, I got introduced to drugs. It took me down some dark roads, and because of my struggle, I seek to do better in my life, and it pushed me to pull myself out of the situation I was in. And that's when I came to know that there truly was a God. People who I used to maybe do things that were unpleasing with, some of the same people are now coming into my shop, Hair Personalities, and they know my story. So when they see the change, they know that it's nothing fake about it.
My name's Mike Brown. Yeah, I've been here for 2 years, but I'm a master barber. I do women hair too. Where I come from here, right? I used to use drugs, like that was my life. I wake up and use drugs. You know, I should love it, you know what I'm saying? And I went to jail, came home, and just decided a different way of life. Like, you know, that's not all to it. So a lot of guys watch me. They watch me, a lot of young guys, so they knew my past life. And they like, wow, if you change, wow. Like all of us had this, like basically the same walk. You know, and it's better to be an open book.
So you can kind of say what you want to say, what's on your mind in a barbershop. It's all taken with a grain of salt. So even with insults, when sometimes people get into it over the chess game and screaming, y'all are cussing and fussing, it's not personal. Yeah, see? It's not personal. My name's Dana Smith. I started getting my hair cut in this shop when I was 8. So I've been in the trio my whole life. Come to the barbershop, you want to get a good haircut, get some fresh vibes, and feel good about yourself walking out the door, so hopefully you take that throughout the rest of your day. Fridays is my day before I go into work. I'm self-employed, so I come in on Friday mornings, get a haircut, talk to you know, the fellas. I've been here since, what time I got here, Bobby? I got here about 8 o'clock, so I don't know what time it is now, but one of the joys of being self-employed, though, my clock starts when I started.